listener production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. The victim of Saturday night's knife attack at a Willerton car park says the ordeal has taken an emotional toll. The man is still recovering from his injuries in hospital, suffered moments before police had to fatally shoot a radicalised teenager. In a statement, the man says he's still coming to terms with the incident. The parents of Perth brothers Callum and Jake Robinson say their hearts are broken. They've spoken publicly for the first time since their sons were killed in a suspected robbery gone wrong in Mexico. Dad Martin has thanked everyone for their support.
Those friends and family of ours in Australia and the US who have sent us overwhelming support and wishes. We'd like to acknowledge that they have been a massive support to us over the last few days.
Three people have been charged over the incident. One of them is set to face court tomorrow. We're being promised tomorrow's state budget will address the cost of living crunch while also investing in key areas, including housing. Treasurer Rita Saffiotti has told Parliament the ongoing theme is getting the state's finances back on track.
This is very much a budget that is a budget for the times. As we address the major challenges out there, delivering cost of living support, making sure we continue to invest in health and housing.
Last month was the globe's hottest April on record. The average temperature was 15.03 degrees, which is 0.14 degrees higher than the 2016 record. To sport, Nat Fyfe is feeling fresh and ready for Friday night's blockbuster against Sydney. The star midfielder was used as the sub in last weekend's win against Richmond. Coach Justin Longmuir says it was the right move.
It feels like his footy's improving week on week. So, yeah, sometimes you got to save those type of guys from himself because he works so hard and puts it all on the line every week.
And still on footy, Geelong will welcome three new Hall of Famers next month. Coach Chris Scott, alongside former players Harry Taylor and Travis Farco, will be inducted at the club's Hall of Fame dinner.